Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
First time.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And Jackson, you're very excited for podcast time this week.
I love to podcast with my friends.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, well, this podcast is the one that asks the important questions. And the important question this week is, how would you use the Suicide Squad to stop Superman? There was a lot of S words there, and my brain was like, good luck.
What am I, a snake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what, it's like, yeah, so it's 2016. Mm-hmm. David Harbour is there being like, what's he doing here? He's being like, damn, it would suck if Superman stole the president. We need a team of ragtag superheroes, mm-hmm. supervillains, that are expendable. Oh, shit! Superman took the president. Oh no, that thing we thought might happen has happened.
It's happened. Thank God. We pre-organized a Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
God bless. The David Harbour thing confused me. Don't remember him from the movie.
Yeah, he is in it.
Yeah, he's
Amanda Waller is like, what if they peel Superman could peel the roof off the White House and just grab him? And that's happened.
We live in a world where he did that.
Yeah.
We were like, I guess Superman's going to meet the president. Oh my God!
He peeled the roof off and then grabbed him!
It's impressive anyone can peel a house, but he's done it.
You can peel a house. You can peel a banana, you can peel a house.
Fair enough.
So yeah, imagine a tin roof. You pick it up.
Oh,
peel it.
Yeah, that is true.
The White House doesn't have a tin roof, but
doesn't but Australia.
But for Superman, it would be.
Yeah,
kind
that's
of
true.
Like
that's
tin.
True.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, maybe. Well, because tiles are like stuck to. Oh no, but they're stuck. Mm.
What is that?
What's the White House roof made of?
I don't want to.
Rocks?
I feel that's wrong.
Yeah, have you ever seen a roof?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't know. maybe not. So he's peeled the roof somehow.
Yeah.
We don't know how. He's done it.
We're standing around arguing if he lifted or peeled.
Meanwhile, Superman has grabbed the president in one hand,
yep.
flown him into the sky.
Yeah, and he's flying around, and we're like, he won't stop.
We need to kill Superman. That's the only logical step to save the president.
The president's getting so dizzy, dude. What? We can't have a dizzy president.
He's just flying at the speed of, I don't know what, at this point.
He might fucking be too dizzy and accidentally do a Watergate.
Yeah, exactly. President, should we spy on our own people? Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I need to sit down.
Only my political opponents.
Whoa. Do you reckon that would work in sort of like a court where they're like, Your Honor, my client was dizzy.
Yeah. He didn't mean to do the Watergate scandal. Yeah. He was just dizzy.
He was dizzy from being zipped around the earth multiple times by Superman.
Yeah.
That would fuck up anyone's shit. Come on.
Hey, President, why are we fighting the war in Iraq? They don't have weapons of mass destruction. Oh. didn't know they do. I'm so dizzy.
Getting vertigo right now, I think.
The dizzy defense works every time.
Yeah, every time.
So we work for Amanda Waller, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're like, ring, ring. Waller, baby.
It happened.
The president peeled the roof. No, sorry. Superman peeled the president. Hang on. He's peeled the White House and stole the president.
Yep.
Let's get the Suicide Squad.
All right. So now we have Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Captain Boomerang.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have Diablo.
Slipknot.
Okay. Slipknot.
There we do. Killer Croc.
Katana.
Do we have Enchantress? I think we do.
Yeah, let's
Enchantress
say we do.
And Rick Flag.
Okay.
We do have Rick Flag. Okay. So what is our strategy here?
Is it okay?
Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang. Oh, we've also got Deadshot.
Oh, yeah, and Deadshot. That's right. Mm.
Deadshot. Okay. No! Not Deadshot.
Bullseye.
I was going to...
No.
No. Is it Deadshot or is it...
I think it's Deadshot.
Yeah,
I think it's Deadshot. Okay.
Yeah.
And is Deadshot the one that shot Superman with a kryptonite board and put him in hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, so step one. Mm-hmm. Hey, Deadshot, remember that thing you did that got you arrested? Do it again.
Is it worth letting the rest, do we need the rest of the Suicide Squad for this?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because Superman just, so he's currently just zipping by on a straight line.
Yep.
Or is he serpentining?
He's going around Earth.
I figured he's grabbed the president, he's going for a joyride.
If that's happening, I'm like, the president has died. So sad.
Tell the vice president their vet president.
Yeah, Amanda Waller, I call her up, I say, he's done it. Then Superman sort of flies down to ground level and zooms away. Never mind. And I hang up.
Where's Superman taking our
In my mind, he
president?
Was just kind of like doing figure eights above the White
House. So he's showing off.
Yeah. Just making the president really dizzy, which we know is bad.
It's dangerous.
It's bad. Okay.
He's like juggling the president.
No! You're going to get him so dizzy.
He's going to do some terrible things. He's going down to a basketball court, getting a hoop, slam dunking the president.
No!
Not only is it bad because the president's about to get dizzy and war crimey, it's also bad because it's very humiliating.
Oh, he's so dizzy, he's going to make terrible deals with Syria and Libya now. Like what happened in the 70s, but again.
It's Ollie North all over again because he got too dizzy.
He's so dizzy.
He's going to make deals with the
Iran-Contra?
With banks in New York City, and New York City's going to go in the hole because the banks will stop lending them money, and then...
It's cool to see that we've reached the end of our political knowledge. And just...
Bay of Pigs! Cuban Missile Crisis!
Was the president dizzy when he dropped the bomb?
Must have been.
He would have been, dude.
He would have had to
have been to do something that bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're just going to say Deadshot shoots Superman.
Okay, so I guess we need... a kryptonite bullet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we get one?
Can we get
How
kryptonite?
Do we get one of these?
Yeah, well, from meteorites.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, do we have some?
Harley Quinn or Captain Boomerang might be able to steal some from somewhere.
Okay, great. From...
Okay, so step one is we're heisting some kryptonite off Lex Luthor?
Yeah, he'll have some.
Or Bruce Wayne?
Or Bruce Wayne.
Who's better to heist, Bruce Wayne or
Lex Luthor? Will just flat out kill you. Bruce Wayne might be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing in the Batcave?
But we are part of the American government, so surely we could just be like, Lex Luthor, you're a businessman. We'll buy you.
That's
we'll
true.
Buy,
we'll could we it. Seize his kryptonite?
Yeah, I reckon we could.
You know.
Well, Lex will probably be with us.
Yeah, this would be like Superman.
They're like, yeah, shoot him in the head.
This is actually awesome for me.
If I hear some bullets I made earlier. Thank you.
Now, I think we need to do this in a way where, because Superman, he's kind of omnipotent, omniscient. Mm-hmm. He's all, you know.
He's too quick.
Yeah, like, can Deadshot shoot Superman before Superman tears him in half?
But Superman,
like a phone book.
Superman has been shot by Deadshot before, but we don't know how.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that makes our.
That would have been a cool thing for the movie to show, but it does not.
Decided against it. Yeah,
crazy. So imagine also because if you have the Superman doing figure eights with the president in the sky, it's got to be a good shot.
That's true because Superman is constantly moving.
He's quick, and you accidentally shoot the president.
Yeah, we do not want Deadshot to shoot the president.
Then all of a sudden, Superman innocent man, Deadshot get in the chair.
Superman, an innocent man. Superman just lands again. You crazy shot you the killed president. The president.
Man,
you
I did. Was just taking him for a joyride like how he asked me to one time.
Yeah, you really you fucked this up, the Suicide Squad. Yeah,
he was like, oh, damn. He was lamenting in his office, being like, damn, I wish Superman could come by here, peel the roof off the White House, and just fly me around the figure eight. I heard this because I have super hearing. You probably just
and
didn't
we couldn't
hear it.
Dispute that. Yeah. So, that's so sad. Deadshot gets the chair.
You would not find a jury in the world that would convict Superman.
Okay, so plan one ended with Deadshot getting the chair. That's interesting.
And the president dead.
Okay.
But I think it's not a bad way to, like, you know, the approach to take is you got to get Deadshot to take the shot. So we need to be able to distract Superman and get him down there so that Deadshot can have a clear shot.
Okay.
Yeah, and because he's holding the president, though, there is stakes. So you can't just be like, well, we'll get Diablo to do a big flame pillar over Superman so he's a bit like, ugh, I'm distracted because it's hot.
Because then the president will catch fire.
Yeah, and Diablo will get the chair.
Yeah, okay.
That's the
How
rules.
How do you kill Superman without the Suicide Squad getting the electric chair?
Would Diablo survive the chair?
No, because he's fire-based, not electricity. Yeah. They're like, we're going to give Diablo the chair, and Amanda Waller's like, we need to get him out of there. And you're like, hold on, let's just see what happens.
He's still just a guy. Also, he's also not immune to his own flames, because doesn't he burn himself up?
Yeah, hold on, wait a second.
No, he is immune to his own flames, because he kills his wife and kid or whatever.
He explodes out.
Yeah. And that doesn't hurt him.
How does he die in the first one?
Doesn't Enchantress do something?
He becomes sort of like a monster man at some point.
That's right, he does.
Hold up, let him put him in the chair. Let's just see.
Hold up, give him the chair.
Give him the chair, hold up. Yeah, but he's flame powered. You ever heard of an electrical fire?
That's true.
I don't think that checks out, Mr. Dusha. He's dead.
If they put water on him, the flame will get so big.
Okay, well, what is Superman like? How do we distract him? What
Lois
does Superman
Lane.
Love to see?
Yeah,
he loves to see Lois Lane.
He loved journalism.
Hold up a book.
Hold up
a breaking news breaking story. News.
What's something we could do?
Okay, so Man of Steel, because I'm like, he does love journalism. So I'm like, we could be like, oh, look, it's another Daily Planet newspaper with like an article that was meant to be written by him that's not there.
Because he's so busy doing figure
out. Perry White's published a blank sports section yet again.
And so it's kind of like, oh, we're shaming him. But that didn't seem to worry him last time.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Would Superman, he grew up on a farm, you know, like
kidnap his parents.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Because Pa stepped into a hurricane.
Yep, hurricanes traumatize him.
What about this?
Yeah.
Which one of us looks the most like Pa Kent?
Jackson?
Okay, I'll come back and I'll dress like Pa Kent.
Yeah.
Superman, my boy, I've returned. He's distracted. We shoot him in the head.
Okay. I'll be Superman. Okay. You distract me as Pa Kent.
Superman, my boy, the tornado only hurt me. It didn't kill me.
Who are you?
I'm Pa Kent. Possibly Arthur?
I've obliterated you with my laser eyes.
His name's Jonathan.
Jonathan, I meant. Jonathan Kent.
Can you name one significant moment from our lives?
Well, when you became Superman.
I was always Superman. That's what the S on my chest stands for. Hope.
What do we know about Superman?
A lot.
Do we even know he's Clark?
No, he doesn't. This is
fuck. We don't even know Clark. Yeah, go away.
Who am I?
Superman, it's me, your dad.
Yeah, I'm your dad.
Super dad.
Yeah. Okay, so we dress you up in like
big ass on my front, like a
kind of a jacket with patches. Superman's gonna have a dad, right?
Right, and his dad will be another Superman.
That makes sense.
I'm Super Dad. I remember when I birthed
flown
you.
Flown through.
Yeah, just a little freeze breath and then thrown straight up.
Oh no.
I don't know if this Superman has freeze breath, actually. Laser eyes, though.
Well, I'm laser eyed into the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, we should really not have banked on Super Dad. There was
a lot of stocks into Super Dad.
Cross out Super Dad.
Okay, never mind the Super Dad strategy. Well, we probably can't get Lois Lane, but maybe I could dress up like Lois Lane.
We don't know about Lois Lane.
All right, even if we did know about Lois Lane.
He's got X-ray
vision.
Let's
go. I'm Lois Lane.
No, you're not.
Well, you got me there.
Fuck.
Fair enough.
What if he doesn't use his X-ray vision?
your I'm Lois Lane.
Tell me one significant moment in our lives.
Oh, when you became Superman?
I've been Superman and then Laser-Eyed.
Yeah, Laser-Eyed.
Once again, we don't know the connection.
Well, I would just assume... Well, yeah, we don't know about Lois Lane. That's true.
I mean, even if you did, you clearly don't know anything anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I would assume he had become Superman and wasn't always Superman, though. Mm-hmm. That's not unreasonable, right?
Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
Yeah, except when he meets Lois, he's already Superman.
Yes, that is true, but I don't know that.
We'll see. Yeah, once again, we don't know that he's met Lois.
Yeah, a lot of what I'm saying...
Yeah, all we know about Superman is...
The army hate him.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
The army hates him, Batman hates him.
We don't really have much leverage. We think he likes to save people, but Metropolis was decimated.
Yeah, that's true. Well, have we seen it? We've seen him save people falling off buildings and stuff.
Okay.
What if you push me off a building?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we get into okay. So what if we get the Suicide Squad? So Does he seem to rescue? Do we know that he's like rescuing Lois Lane, or like do we know that he's rescuing people falling off a building?
I don't know
what?
If we have the odds on that. I don't know if we got those stats.
Yeah, because it says like, all right, we get say for example, Boomerang to like shove Harley off a building in like eyeshot, and then he goes
splat.
And he goes and grabs Harley.
Well, but no,
and then Harley could like. I don't know.
What, hit him with a bat?
Oh, hit him with a bat or have some kryptonite something in that.
Yeah.
And then, like,
the
get him down.
The problem is, though, that this Superman is flying the president in a figure eight.
that's the
Which
problem.
Which is only, like, two steps away from where he is in Man of Steel anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So,
because even if he's like, oh, I got to say, you know, pick up that person, he's got two hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess we've given the president a moment of reprieve, and now it's Harley and the president in a figure eight.
Harley Quinn and the president flying the president's like, are you here to save me?
I was!
Oh, damn. Well, that's better than the chair. So,
so yeah, because you could do something where it's like, okay, we give Harley like a gas, like a kryptonite gas that Batman uses. And so that if she has that
so
on
we
her
push
person,
Harley Quinn off a building.
We are banking on Superman rescuing a falling person.
And as she's falling, hang on, hold on. Any second now.
Superman's going to rescue
her. Any second now.
Time.
Splat.
Okay.
Okay.
Splat, the kryptonite bomb goes off. All of the people gathered around her die. Oh, okay.
Well, kryptonite doesn't. Does it do anything to a human?
Good for you.
Turn us into kryptonite monsters. Oh, we've made some doomsdays.
Doomsday's all right.
Could we doomsdayify the Suicide Squad?
Can doomsday? Stupid question.
Yeah.
How high up can he get with a jump?
He's pretty big.
Doomsday, you jump high.
Okay. I'm just like, I don't want to make Doomsday let him loose and Superman
just
hops
flies
high
up.
We're like, ugh, how do we get rid of Doomsday?
Well, Doomsday. It's like, Doomsday can't fly, but he does have power of Zod, so maybe he does fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to hope that works out for us and we don't have two problems.
In it's BVS where we get the beautiful Doomsday. So in this, they just get the corpse of Zod and inject it with kryptonite?
I don't know.
Do they drop it in a thing and zap it? No, that's Justice League.
Yeah.
How do they make the Doomsday again?
Experiments. I think it's just vague, unclear experiments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Zod's body.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if we did the same vague experiments on the Suicide Squad, do we get Doomsdayified versions of them?
Okay.
Or do we just get monstrosities?
So here's the thing. Zod hated Superman.
Yeah.
So I assume that's why he went crazy as Doomsday.
Mm.
Harley Quinn, I think, is largely ambivalent. So Doomsday
then,
Quinn.
Yeah, and if we're like, okay, if you don't kill him, you get the chair or the bomb goes off, but will that kill the Doomsday?
Probably, I really
doubt
it.
Like, oh my god, Doomsday Quinn's going crazy, hit the bomb. Nothing.
Yeah, little in their neck, be like, oh no!
That seems to make them angrier.
Oh no! They seem to hate us now.
Yeah.
Okay, Doomsday strategy seemed smart, but I don't know if it's worked out for us.
Because again, I'm thinking like leverage, but if Superman has cracked to the point where he is stolen the president,
yeah,
and there is no leverage because you're relying on his goodness.
Yeah, which is clearly gone.
Which is gone now. So like, we'll say, all right, so we're down to Harley.
Okay, Harley's dead.
Boomerang
pushed her off the building.
Boomer maybe he's also like
killed my friend
because he's like,
That didn't work. You said it would work.
And my friend is, and he's getting like, maybe he's getting angry at us. So that, unfortunately, we had to press a button.
Yeah. We blow up Boomerang's head. Okay. That's a shame because I was like, maybe we can get him to throw a kryptonite boomerang.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can take his boomerangs.
Could he throw a boomerang that could grab the president and bring it back to
well,
us?
Well,
stronger than a Superman boomerang.
Deadshot make a, can Boomerang make a shot that Deadshot can't? Because if not, we're really doubling up here. Why do we need Boomerang?
Well, Deadshot could just use the boomerangs.
Well, okay.
Yeah, either way, I'm pressing that button again.
What can a... Does a president need hands?
What do you mean?
I'm imagining if Superman's got him by his wrist and we throw a boomerang.
I imagine he was carrying him fireman.
Okay, I don't know why I was imagining
but
him
I like
carrying
him carrying by his wrist. That's also...
And then the boomerang the chops him off at the wrist.
Oh, yeah. So the president falls.
And we catch him in a net or whatever.
We're quicker than Superman.
Oh, yeah, well, no.
Once again, Superman is... Very fast.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay. What about? So Diablo is risky because he has fire
and
that
he could
will
incinerate
cook
the president. We don't want that.
Killer Croc is just a man with a skin condition.
Yeah.
Who ate people?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we?
Might accidentally eat the president if we get him too close.
That's true. I don't want to be responsible for getting the president eaten.
Yeah.
Killer Croc's wet, so he will not survive the chair.
Yeah, that's true.
What about, okay, we've got Enchantress, magic, Superman weak to magic.
That is true. Okay, that is true. Do we get her to cast a spell or whatever?
Trick him?
Trick him how?
To the same way that he gets Injustice did.
Okay, what's
the
trick?
Make him more evil?
Oh yeah, he's already evil.
Talk me through it. You got
what is Enchantress?
We make him good with the spell.
So what is Enchantress powers?
I just realized I was thinking of Scarlet Witch, not sure.
Yeah.
Enchantress is,
she does a fucked up dance.
That's true. She makes a fucked up machine.
She make the machine. That's not helpful. That's, we need her to
she
do...
She possesses people.
Oh!
What if we were like, try to get her to possess Superman? Is this worse?
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe not. Enchantress. Oh, no, she'd be in Superman's body. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
And she's got a boyfriend or brother that's very, very unhinged, which is why she goes bad.
See, that was the brother.
Yeah.
/ boyfriend.
Hard
to say.
Who have we got left in the Suicide Squad?
Okay, she can phase through walls, transform objects.
Transform the president into kryptonite?
Transform rocks into kryptonite
and
so
then
we can
just
use
pelt them at Superman.
Okay. Now, does this kryptonite in this universe have certain, like, is it all like the properties of like this classic kryptonite which makes Superman weak, or is it different colored kryptonite does different things?
I don't. Well, look, in the.
What's the one that makes him an alcoholic?
Is there it's such in, a kryptonite?
Yeah, it's in Superman 3.
Okay, I'm not sure about...
I think it's like black kryptonite or something. He becomes an alcoholic.
He's got to land at some point to get his fix.
That's true.
When he lands, we steal the president off him. Hey, if we hit him with kryptonite and he becomes weak...
Will he drop the president?
Yes.
Yeah. He'll fall on the president.
Okay.
How heavy is Superman heavier than a regular guy? Is he more dense?
So. I don't know. He'd be lighter, probably.
Why?
Because he can fly.
What?
He's not flapping his wings.
He doesn't have hollow bones.
I know, but like, well, how's he flying?
Using his
How
own...
does Superman fly?
His powers. Like, the powers.
Because he gets powers because of Earth's yellow sun.
Yep.
Including flight.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
How does he manipulate stuff around him
to fly?
Yeah. Is he like low-level telekinetic?
Yeah. Is he jumping crazy?
Is that kind of... Because he can veer, right?
Yeah, he can move in the sky.
Yeah, he
and
can
the
hover.
Way he flies... Yeah, he can hover. So what's happening?
I would assume that... We would be calling it like the power of flight, but I guess it would be some level of telekinesis.
Okay,
so he can lift himself up.
All right, well then
it's the same kind of thing where he can stop a plane coming towards him, and he can just kind of stop it.
Yeah,
and,
he doesn't. It's not like he puts his head on the nose of the plane.
It doesn't
and the
just
plane.
Keep crumpling.
Yeah,
right? He stops all that sort of.
So some level of telekinesis.
So
then he can be any weight. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless, if you got telekinesis, is it harder to lift a bigger thing? Sometimes it is.
Well, yes.
But that's not a... That would be a brain workout, not a body workout.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm guessing he would need to eat a lot or, like, you know, photosynthesize through the sunlight. Yeah.
Can he do it forever? Does Superman need to sleep?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think he needs to. He does.
Yeah.
Or does he just lie in bed and close his eyes like a freak?
Listen to all the crimes happening that he's not stopping because he's too busy pretending to sleep.
Yeah, I don't necessarily... I mean...
I'm just trying to think of ways of moments of, you know, stuff that's going to get in the way, going to make him have to land. But if he doesn't sleep...
Yeah, just wait in his room with a gun.
Yeah, sleeping. He hungry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does he eat? Nope, that's Earth's yellow sun. What about when nighttime happens? Well, no, he'll have powered up during the day, I guess.
He's like a solar battery.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Because honestly, boys, I don't think the Suicide Squad are useful here.
That's bold of you to say.
You know, I'll say it. Even if I think it was like a one-on-one fight against Superman, I mean...
I like, there are ways you could do this with, okay, so... But it really relies on the kindness of Superman. You've got to exploit him in some way, shape, or form. Which is where it's like, okay, cool. So we make sure that Harley has, like... Or whoever that we push off a building has things that they can pull, and then just kryptonite gas comes out, right? That's the only way I can think of even trying to use a Suicide Squad to stop Superman.
Well, could we do some research into Superman to find out about Pa Kent, Ma Kent? You know, Lois Lane.
We could probably do enough research. I mean, you know, we have a lot of things at our disposal.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got maybe, you know, Lex and or Bruce.
Exactly. Yeah. So we do some research. We find out, because even if he's not going to save, you know, Harley Quinn falling, he might still save his ma.
He would save
not Ma. Pa already got hurricane.
Yeah, that's true. Well, could we convince him his pa's back? Obviously not me.
I know that's your favorite plan.
I won't dress as Pa Kent.
How do you convince someone that Pa Kent, and why would that mean anything?
Also, he's already seeing visions of Pa Kent.
Maybe he comes back in a tornado. Like it's the same tornado from before.
Just drops it back off.
Yeah, like he's been in it the whole time.
Okay. We somehow manipulate. We get like an illusionary tornado. Yeah.
And it's also been 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
And
I'm dizzy. So
it's like we could just get like an old guy. Like, trust me, boy, it's your dad, me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've aged.
By
going around in a circle for 3 years with the power of the wind.
Terribly.
I've aged so bad. Hence, I'm this guy you see before me.
Yeah, you don't age, Superman. This is normal for 3 years.
Yeah, human beings look like shit at 53.
Especially when they're so
busy.
You
want to throw up. Something I also want to do because I'm very dizzy. I'm not very busy. I'm actually very my schedule's clear.
Would that distract Superman? Would that work? Can Superman tell if you're lying? It's good
man.
To check about all of his powers.
I don't think he can tell if you're lying.
Can't tell if you're lying, but
he's not Wonder Woman.
Yeah. He can look at, like, you know, your heartbeat, the yellow, like, you know, all those kind of things.
Yeah, that's true. So he could tell if you're the type to have an elevated heartbeat while you're wild.
But he's not, hasn't really been trained in that.
No.
He's flying blind.
He's like, he's got an elevated heartbeat. What does that mean?
Oh, it's going crazy.
I mean, I guess I am currently flying the president around a figure eight.
Is he scared
and that's
of
intimidating,
that?
I guess. I would snap at the.
It's been funny from his perspective watching the three of us walk up and like silently pointing and the Suicide Squad various members dying and getting the chair around him. What are those guys doing down there?
Yeah.
It's not working, whatever it is.
Because you could grab, like, say. I'm also trying to think of like the cohesion between of the team,
yeah, uh-huh.
and like how we can utilize them all. But it's just like I can really only think of Deadshot.
Yeah,
he's sort of necessary, and the others could be anyone. The others could just be I don't know,
they
quite literally
really,
just
they?
Yeah.
Like, person off the street.
Enchantress is easily the most powerful and therefore most useful, but. If she gets the body of Superman and it's the same character, things are going bad for us because she'll just be Superman.
She'll be Superman, but kind of worse. Like, this bad Superman seems only concerned with flying the president in a figure eight, which we can handle. That's fine.
Yeah, Enchantress will probably fly through the core of the sun.
Yeah, we could be like, President, we need your opinion. A decision on some bills. Two screams for yes, one scream for no.
I have another idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is... out of the box thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
We as a nation accept that the president is gone. And we just elect someone new.
So the president.
Superman flying a guy around in a figure eight
like,
is a feature of America.
That person's dead.
Yeah. Even though he's alive, we just accept as a nation.
And if he ever comes back, then maybe he could be,
president again. But we make a presidential address. Yeah. Hello, my fellow Americans.
The president is dead.
The president is dead.
Superman's in the hole still seeing
this. You can see him out the back window. Despite what you might think, the president, we have to accept as a nation, the president has died. Mm. A vice president's the new president. We move on with our lives.
Yeah. But then Superman, if you're during that, swoops down, grabs the vice president.
We were hoping that wouldn't happen.
Both in a figure
eight.
Well,
now we know more about his motives, I guess.
He hates the president.
He wants to take the president in a figure eight.
How are you going to use that information?
We elect another president and give him the kryptonite gas.
Oh!
Or we elect enough presidents, Superman's out of hand.
Exactly.
We might just start juggling them.
Oh, no. 40 guys getting juggled behind the White House.
Because he can move so fast that...
Yeah,
he could juggle. How many people could... Yeah, he could...
He could juggle quite a lot.
The entire presidential history.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay. Does Superman have a soul?
What?
Okay.
Because I have a question. All right,
fabulous question.
Steal his soul with...
So, Katana?
Oh, yeah.
She has a katana that I'm fairly certain can steal your soul?
Steal your soul, okay.
That's what Rick Flag says?
If she kills you with it.
Okay,
This is Katana.
She has got a sword. Sword that can steal your soul. I'd recommend not getting killed by it.
Yeah, okay. So what if we get... So get the sword.
Yeah.
We lace that sword with a bit of a kryptonite-like paste or whatever on that sword. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
We then give it to Deadshot, who can maybe make a gun that can fire the katana.
A sword gun.
A sword gun, if you will.
A kryptonite sword gun.
Sword gun.
So we use that. I'm just trying to use them.
Okay. We have them.
Use our guys.
Might as well take advantage of
them. So we get the katana.
Yep.
We use Enchantress because she can transform, apparently, material. So she can transform that metal.
Yep. I don't remember that. But
It's not in the film, but I did a quick Google.
Okay.
Powers of Enchantress.
Could we make her transform the...
So we can...
President into the kryptonite president.
Okay. Can he come back?
Doesn't say anything that she can't change them back.
And so I was thinking she could just transform the katana into, instead of steel,
yeah,
into kryptonite.
She could make it a bullet.
Yeah. Yes. And okay. What?
Rank
and
then we don't katana need, sword.
Yeah, and I guess we don't necessarily need a sword firing gun. We now just need a regular gun. Yeah,
okay. That's true. And Deadshot's already got a bunch.
He's already got a regular gun, perfect, so that makes it much easier for us. Yeah.
Okay. So that's three Suicide Squad members used.
Killer Croc.
Okay.
Now, if you threw Killer Croc off a building, would he die?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's just a guy with
skin condition. That's skin right. Condition, right. But they do say he is a sort of evolution. They describe him as an evolution, don't they?
Well,
they
say he's like it seems more like an insult.
Yeah, but,
yeah. They call him like a missing link.
Yeah,
they call him like a step down or whatever, right? Like an evolutionary ladder, like it would take a rung down.
Yeah, which is crazy because a rung down is like an ape man.
Yeah,
not like a lizard.
Which would
man.
Be awesome. They should have an ape man in the Suicide Squad. Killer Croc should be Killer Ape.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. But, it went that fish we all hate.
Yeah.
Then it
go
went
back
like,
in the sea, idiot.
Some sort of mammal. Mm-hmm. Then it went ape. Crocodile man.
Crocodile man. Ape man.
Yeah, that makes sense. It all adds up to me.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, yeah, because I was like, maybe we can like throw Killer Croc off a building just as like a backup to see if Superman will try and save him, but never mind.
So I think we'll look.
He is an abomination,
So if we pushed it and we're like, oh no, that man with a skin condition is falling off that building.
Yeah.
And it that's how we test to see if there's any good left in Superman.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
And then, of course, it was splat. Never mind.
Yeah, oh, now wow. We're in trouble. Time to get the gun bullet.
Okay. So we've used Killer Croc. That's
sword
great.
Sword bullet is what I meant.
Yeah.
All gun bullets are
all
for gun.
All guns are bullets.
Yeah. No.
We've still got Slipknot, who...
He's good at climbing. So he could get to the top of the White
House.
So
he could lift, so to stop Deadshot from taking the stairs, he just gets picked up by Slipknot.
Okay, yeah, that's great. All right.
Fantastic.
That's, yeah, tick, using him.
Do you reckon our Slipknot will do the same thing that happened in the movie where the moment he gets pulled on a first mission, immediately tries to run away and then he gets a bomb blown up?
I think
funny.
I think he blows up not because we press a bomb, but because I sit on the little detonator or whatever.
Whoops.
Whoops. Oh, well.
What was he
giving
doing?
Ropes to someone else.
Yeah. Who have we got left?
We got Harlequin and Boomerang. Okay. And Rick Flag, I guess.
Rick Flag has no powers.
He's just a guy.
Well, Superman's got no goons either, so I'm not even like, there's nobody even like...
So Rick Flag, he can just hang back. He's standing next to us. And we're like, we're doing a good job. And he's like, no.
He's like, yeah, you're really messing this up.
Is the president still being flown around in figure eight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you haven't done a good job.
How about this? So maybe we need to shift gears. Maybe we take a leaf of what Jackson was suggesting, where we have to tell the world that the president is dead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So have you all seen Starship Troopers?
Yes.
So there's a beautiful scene in it where someone gets taken by a bug. It's a kindness to shoot them as opposed to getting ripped apart by the bug.
Oh, so
so what if we go, hey, Deadshot, take the shot.
Take the shot.
Take out the president, and then we can be like, for optics reasons, Superman was trying to stop the president.
Oh, I see.
Because his head was about to explode. But unfortunately, Superman, he couldn't do it.
He couldn't stop it, so the president's head exploded.
And, the bullet that they found, no, they didn't.
They didn't. No, don't worry. Superman hasn't turned evil or weird, citizens.
Superman's not weird.
Yeah, Superman's good. He's an all-American normal.
He was actually trying to save the president, but unfortunately he had that condition that some presidents have.
Where their
head just popped.
Same thing happened to JFK.
Heads just do that.
I don't think
the
that's...
symptoms are, one, they're very dizzy. Two, their head just does that.
Yeah.
Is the implication here that if the president dies, one, Superman will go back to normal, or two, he'll just keep doing a figure eight?
But we've dealt with the problem.
We don't know. We don't know yet.
He keeps doing a figure eight, but with the dead president.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's keeping him busy.
Yeah, that's going to be fine until the president fully decomposes. And then
we've got a skeleton president.
Then we've got a bit of a problem. But until then, maybe it's not so bad.
Maybe it's not so bad.
Could we? Thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Move the White House.
What would that achieve?
Well, maybe that's what Superman's doing. He's flying above the White House specifically. So we just moved the White House
and
out
then
of the way.
And he continues to fly over the White House?
Yeah, we just, but we move it somewhere where he's not going to, you know, nobody's
going to
see.
But he still has the president.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So all we're doing is moving the White House.
We kill the president.
At the moment, we're just trying to see, like, we're just trying to find out some motives.
Yeah.
We're just trying to find out his behavior.
Yeah,
is he flying
over the White House?
Is he flying over the White House, or is he just flying in that particular spot?
Yeah.
Or does that, is that just doesn't really matter?
Exactly.
I think I would assume that the White House has triggered something in him.
Oh, okay.
Or the president, and he hates it.
Blow up the White House, see if that fixes it.
Independence Day.
Yeah, okay.
Another out-the-box kind of thinking. Yeah. Do we have any good, in this team, negotiators? What if we try to talk to Superman?
Okay.
The only good negotiators are probably Harley Quinn, and that wouldn't work with Superman, and that's probably about it.
Yeah.
So, what?
Deadshot, maybe?
Uh-huh. Why that's the guy that put me in on.
I shot you in the head previously, and I'm back again to let you know that I won't do that again if you simply give me the president
I'll
back.
Never give the president up. I love flying in a figure eight.
That's it.
Oh, gee whiz.
If only I wasn't so quick to dodge your bullet where you hit me once. Fuck, how did that happen?
How did you do that? I wish we knew.
There must have been a lot going on, and
so he was just distracted. He was dizzy.
Asleep, maybe? Superman was dizzy.
He was dizzy. Okay, outside the box thinking. I don't know if we've got anybody in the Suicide Squad that can do this. Can we enter the president's dreams?
Enchantress might be able to help. That is a bit outside the box.
No, obviously. What?
Well, it's simple. We just enter the president's dreams, and then...
And then we can talk to him, you know, we can figure out what's going on, yeah.
And why then... the president's dreams?
I'm sorry, you're still being carried.
The president, first off, I don't know if he's asleep, but fair enough if he is. Secondly, I'm like, okay, hey, president, do you know what's going on? No. I'm being carried around by Superman in a figure eight.
Well, we can assure him that help is coming, you know?
Is it?
No. Is that
don't
good?
Worry, Mr. President. Help is coming. Oh, that's good.
What are your plans?
Yeah, T-minus.
Wake up! Wake up!
2 minutes or something.
Yeah, we'll get
two
you
minutes
down
feels long in dream zone though.
Yeah, keep dreaming. Yeah, especially if you wake up. Yeah, it'll be longer even. I reckon.
And then he's just in there flying around. He sees us. We elect a new president because we've given up on him. I don't think they're coming to save me at all.
See man, the new president big sworn grin in his face. Still flying around at figure eight.
Superman's happy. That's
yeah,
all, that's all that matters.
He's stoked.
He loves flying in
so
figure eight with the
stoked.
President. Okay,
that's all he wants to do.
Could we Indiana Jones it? Get up there and swap a fake president in for the real one.
Oh yeah.
Somebody.
Okay.
How are we getting up to him?
Jetpack.
Okay. Well, that's fair. It is the DC comic universe. Yeah.
Okay.
Big
so
crane.
Krang.
Big- Crane.
Big crane.
Big crane.
I did think it was crazy you were going to use crane. Okay, so what about this? My fellow Americans, one of you is required to make a sacrifice for your nation.
Well, do we have the Suicide Squad for this?
Well, yeah, but do they look like the president?
Rick Flag?
They don't need to, do they?
Do
what's
they?
Your plan?
Because the Indiana Jones, the bag of sand doesn't look like the idol.
Well,
it
that's
looks
true.
Like a bag of sand.
But in that instance, Indiana Jones is trying to trick a plinth.
Well, yeah, but we're going up there in either a crane, or a jetpack.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be like, whoa, Superman will notice.
Yeah.
What about, but I do like your idea. What if we're like, Superman, treat him like a dog. Superman.
Okay.
I see you're carrying that president in your mouth, but what about a man who has some fucked up skin condition?
Oh! Okay.
Much tastier!
Exotic skin! You know,
if you like a waggle killer croc, like, you're trying to get your dog to drop your chicken wing, so you're like, gears back.
You take this guy instead. Or, because we still don't know his motives, what if we get a guy, we go back to the guy who looks like the president.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We say, Superman, you don't have the president.
You've got this guy that looks like the president.
You've got an imposter.
Uh-huh. A similar kind of like vibe, but why don't we be like, Superman, you idiot, don't you know the American people nominated Killer Croc as our president?
Oh, elect Killer Croc.
Electoral fraud?
Yeah.
Stop the steal.
Well, Superman.
Start the steal, Superman.
Killer
Superman.
Croc will steal your vote.
Superman's not watching TV.
No.
Right? So we can have the vice president come on the TV and say, good people of America, we have to a democratically elect Killer Croc. Mm-hmm. We all know he's not really the president.
It's a puppet election.
Yeah, exactly. But the nation has to be in on it so we can get the president down from the sky.
Yeah.
We elect Killer Croc. Now, he has legitimately been elected.
But the problem here is there's probably half the electoral public who are like, good.
We love we like president.
That piece of shit president is up there.
Damn it.
So this is the problem,
If
right?
I gave you the choice between voting between Killer Croc and the president that was currently in the sky, against his will, who are you voting for?
Are they going to have any presidential debate? What are your thoughts on foreign policy? Killer Croc, love tastes of man. Get me down.
quickly cut to our sky president.
Interesting stuff.
And what do you think about the deficit?
It's a big debate.
Let me down. Yeah, that's tricky. Also, what if Killer Croc, we do get him elected, and then we find out that the Superman isn't stealing specifically presidents?
Just hates the old
Killer Croc's
president.
Like, eating people is legal now, and we're like, oh, fuck.
He signed that executive order.
Straight away.
We should have picked anyone else.
Well, Holly would be a bad choice.
Later. Rick Flag?
Rick Flag.
American
Flag.
President?
Diablo?
Diablo.
He regrets setting his family on fire.
That's true, but can turn into a demon god or fire.
Diablo regrets setting his family on fire. That's the presidential
ad. Vote for Diablo.
Vote for Diablo. He wishes he didn't kill his wife.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm all about letting people move on, but I think that if you're a murderer, you shouldn't be the president.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, not Harley Quinn, not Diablo. What about?
I mean,
Boomerang.
I mean, every single person in the Suicide Squad has killed people. That's tricky. Yeah, okay.
Well, Boomerang, Australian citizen.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay.
I think Rick Flag is maybe the only contender.
Yeah, that is true. Rick Flag, government stooge, president of the United States, probably not going to make cannibalism legal.
Yeah, which is good.
If Superman doesn't try and take Rick Flag, does he have to serve the full term?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. You could vote it in, like,
4 years, baby.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
And then if he becomes president, then he's technically our boss.
Mm.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. No.
And we were planning on killing him in that next mission.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's a shame. Okay.
So maybe we don't do... Maybe Amanda Waller president. But then if she gets taken... This is a gamble. This is a gamble.
It's a real gamble, the elect a member of the Suicide Squad president strategy.
Yeah. Solely so that Superman will put down the old president and pick up the new president, which we won't be able to stop, but at least
then we learn that he's stealing presidents.
Yeah.
And then what?
So then we could either annex a bit of America and then be like, that's that president of this bit.
Condemn one person to just being figurated forever.
Yeah, that president is a sovereign citizen or whatever.
Society just going forward works like once every 4 years.
Yeah. Yep.
We elect a president, and then a president, in quotation marks, and the quotation marks president is figurated.
We elect a president and a vice president, but the vice president is the real president.
It's the American flag with a figure eight on it is the new flag.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all, over time, have come to feel quite a lot of national pride.
Instead of the stars, it's the Superman logo. The stripes are still there, though.
The figurated president and stripes. That's what
it's an honor to be chosen. To be like, your running mate is the president. It'd be my honor to be sacrificed to the figure eight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's as American as apple pie getting figurated by Superman.
Oh, it's as American. It's as new American. Yeah. New America? What were we calling this?
New America.
New America. New America. It's as new American as apple pie.
It's as new American as getting figurated by Superman, is what we'll start to say.
Yeah, that's it.
Apple pie is as new American as getting figurated
God
by Superman.
God bless new America.
And God bless Superman figurating our democratically elected leader.
And the democratically elected leader is just sticking a thumbs up. I feel sick, but this rocks!
Yeah. I'd do anything for my country, including this.
Yeah, I'll do anything for my new country. New America.
Is this what Amanda Waller had in mind?
Yeah.
We had that meeting with David Arbor. She's like... if Superman ever peels the roof off the White House and steals the president,
starts figurating the president.
So I honestly, I don't think we could take Superman down. I think the best way forward is to live with it.
Yeah.
If it was like, say, if it was like a permanent tornado that was always there, yeah, our presidents, same concept.
You just got to learn to live with it. That's what society looks like.
Yeah. This is like the fault line in LA. Yeah. You know what's there. Yeah.
It's obviously a bit risky, but you just mitigate the problems it could cause.
Exactly.
Build your house on stilts?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're meant to do that for earthquakes.
Or San Fran?
San Fran.
Fault line, right?
San Fran fault line.
If you build your house on stilts, that feels like you're really setting it up to fall over.
Yeah, but underground.
Are you thinking about
too.
Floods?
Yes.
Are you thinking about flooding?
Yes, I am thinking about floods.
Thank you.
Maybe erosion?
I feel like, you just made your house weaker.
Yeah.
You make your house of concrete then?
The concrete crack.
Don't you want your house that's going to wobble with the earthquake?
Yes!
So that its legs shift in one direction.
Yeah, that's right. You want a wobble house.
So make it out of rubber?
No.
No, I think it's got something to do with like...
the suspension. You give your house suspension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's on springs or some shit.
I don't know about that.
How do they make buildings earthquake proof?
Because some the others are pretty straightforward. Flood, high up house.
Yeah.
Fire.
Cold
asbestos house.
Ice and asbestos.
Yeah.
Lightning storm.
We build it underground.
Yeah. Cave home.
Yeah.
Floods.
Sky home,
yeah. But earthquake, I don't know.
Stand in the doorway, I know that much.
Don't be in the toilet when that happens.
Yeah.
So aren't like certain like skyscrapers, they're designed to kind of, you know, move with like, you know, stand up to X amount of
that's
wind.
True.
Do you reckon they're on springs, like Jackson is claiming?
Like a
mattress. Whoa. Yeah, they kind of wobble. Well, thank God this is not what we need to sort out.
And we took care of what we needed to. We just simply made a new country.
We solved the Superman problem.
You just deal with it. You live with it. Amanda Waller, accept the things you cannot change.
Exactly.
And then you just convince your society that that's actually good.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
It's good. If it works for the lottery, it can work for us. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We did it. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
God bless America.
New America. Old America can rotten out.
Yeah, old America can get fucked.
Yeah. Then you see about old America, it's got a president flying around in a figure eight like an idiot.
Yeah.
New America has a great elected president.
But we do
in a figure eight.
Old, yeah, that's true.
It's good. Fuck old America.
God
New America.
Bless New America. You're the greatest nation in the world.
We changed the national anthem. Made it perfect.
We did it again.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.